From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond, an exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we have music from two Russian composers. We'll begin with music of Modest Mussorgsky and his most famous work by far, Pictures at an Exhibition. Originally composed for solo piano, we'll be listening to the orchestral version of the work as arranged by Maurice Ravel. This arrangement is by far the best known and most frequently recorded version of Pictures at an Exhibition. The work was inspired by a series of drawings and watercolors by the Russian artist Viktor Hartmann, whom Mussorgsky considered to be a close personal friend. When Hartmann passed away in August of 1873, this shocked the composer, and he plunged into a deep depression. In February and March of 1874, there was an exhibition at the Imperial Academy of the Arts in St. Petersburg, comprising over 400 Viktor Hartmann pictures. It was this exhibition that initially inspired Mussorgsky to compose this piece. The piece is divided into several parts, each part titled after a particular Hartmann drawing or watercolor. The work opens with a promenade, which appears frequently throughout the piece as it evolves, but the parts themselves are the gnomes, the old castle, Tuileries, Bidlo, Ballet of the Chicks in Their Shells, Samuel Goldenberg and Schnoel, the Marketplace at Limoges, Catacombs, Con Mortuis en Lingua Mortua, the Hut of Baba Yaga, and the final part, and by far the most famous and familiar section of the work, the Great Gate at Kiev. We have an historic performance here. It took place in Carnegie Hall in New York City sometime in 1953. The NBC Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of its longtime conductor, Arturo Toscanini. Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition.
Thank you.
Pictures at an Exhibition, music of Modeste Mussorgsky. The composer completed the work in just 20 days, composing it between June 2nd and 22nd of 1874. The work, inspired by drawings and watercolors of Victor Hartmann, made mainly during Hartmann's travels abroad. This performance, recorded in 1953 at Carnegie Hall, given by the NBC Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Arturo Toscanini. Issued as an LP in 1954 on RCA Victor, of course, RCA was the parent company of NBC for decades, so it's only natural that the NBC Symphony Orchestra would record for RCA Victor. To my knowledge, this album has not been reissued on compact disc, surprisingly. In addition to pictures at an exhibition, the other side of the LP contains their rendition of César Franck's Psyche and Eros. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website. There you can view program playlists, and you can also stream this and previous episodes in the series. The blog address, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is Classics and Beyond, program number 1801. As I said, we have music of two Russian composers on today's program. For our final offering this hour, we turn to Nikolai Metner, part of the next generation after Mussorgsky in Russian music. Mussorgsky lived from 1839 to 1881. Nikolai Metner lived from 1880 to 1951. He is best known for his piano sonatas. However, we'll listen to his first violin sonata, considered to be part of his chamber music repertoire. This piece was composed over a period of 6 years, between 1904 and 1910. The work is in three movements: canzona, danza, and dittirambo, respectively, as performed by violinist Lydia Mortkovich and pianist Jeffrey Tauzer. Thank you. The Violin Sonata No. 1 in B minor, Opus 21 of Nikolai Metner, composed between 1904 and 1910, in three movements, canzona, danza, and dittirambo, respectively. As performed by violinist Lydia Mordkovich and pianist Jeffrey Tauzer, from a 1994 Alliance compact disc called Metner Violin Sonatas, containing his Violin Sonatas 1 and 2. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. Once again, if you want to get in touch, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and the blog and website can be found at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. My name is Jake Longwell. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.